we're back on Talk Back for the second hour. I'm Cynthia Georgina.
Mitch Greenwald.
And during the 15 minutes, during between now and 10:30, we have with us Ian Freeman.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Who is a candidate from, tell us, from District
Keene,
16.
Which is all of Keene.
Yes. So, at large.
Right.
We call it large. And you are not a Republican, and you're not a Democrat.
That's right.
You're a...
I actually am technically a registered Democrat, but I'm not running as a Democrat. I'm running as a Libertarian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I've lived here in Keene since 2006. And as I pointed out online and in my flyer, that the representatives that have been elected in Keene the whole time I've lived here have gotten grades from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with what they do, but one of the many things they do is they rank each and every one of the state all 400, all of those state representatives.
They look to see that list.
It's a lot of work. They look at each one of those reps, and they look at their voting record, and they determine, well, let's see, did this person vote for Liberty on that vote or not? And then they go down the list, and they tally it up, and each rep gets a ranking between A and F. There's also constitutional threat, which is even worse than F. But A through F, and all of the Keene reps are C or below. So most of them D, D minus, F, or constitutional threat. And it's just been that way for a long time. So I figure we'll put somebody in the race, myself, who will approach things from a principled stance and a pro-liberty stance.
Okay. And tell us what you do when you're not running for state rep.
I host a talk radio program called Free Talk Live. It airs here on WKBK on Saturday nights.
Okay.
Whenever baseball's not.
I was going to say, now that the baseball season is over.
I'm so happy about that.
So what is the biggest problem in New Hampshire right now?
Oh, the biggest problem in New Hampshire, I would have to say, probably the federal government and the fact that that New Hampshire is involved in it, because I think a lot of people have problems with the federal government. If you look at the percentages of folks that support Congress, for instance, what is it, 9% the last time I checked? It's never very good, and it's worse now than it's been that I can recall in my lifetime. So I think when most people think about the federal government, it doesn't warm their heart. They're not really enamored by what the federal government is doing, whether it's to them in their personal lives or their businesses, trying to regulate them out of business, or perhaps, like me, they might be opposed to war, like going over and killing innocent people around the world. And maybe they realize that doing that is actually what's creating terrorism. If anything's creating terrorism, killing innocent people and killing people's family members might make somebody angry. So I think that the New Hampshire doesn't benefit in any way, shape, or form from being part of the federal government. So if we could get out of that with, a peaceful secession movement, then we'd be able to take all those tax dollars that right now are being wasted on a variety of nonsense by the federal government and keep all those tax dollars in our communities to benefit the economy, benefit local businesses, and benefit individuals in this area. So I think leaving the federal government is one of the first and most important things that New Hampshire should do.
Do you think that election law enforcement duties should be transferred from the Attorney General to the Secretary of State?
Election law enforcement, meaning somebody who's checking. Tell me more about what that is exactly.
Well, that's they've been talking about that. Good heavens, there are all kinds of lights lit up here. Normally this is a thing that falls to the Attorney General,
mm-hmm.
and there's been some talk about now turning it over to the Secretary of State and to enforce laws.
Honestly, I don't know much about that particular issue. I'd be interested in perhaps learning more if there's a way to easily ascertain that information. I think that the fewer laws we have in general, the better. I think that if there's going to be law enforcement, it should be laws that are actually victim related, mm-hmm. like where somebody is actually being harmed. You have somebody who's been murdered, raped, or property destroyed. I think law enforcement should focus on those matters. Whether it's one state agency versus another state agency seems like a toss-up.
Do you think the state should apply for a waiver of No Child Left Behind?
I think that the state should withdraw from the federal government. So I think that would be a good waiver if we didn't.
You would withdraw from No Child Left Behind at the same time.
If you're out of the federal government, there's no more No Child Left Behind.
Okay.
That's done.
Would you consider a broad-based tax
for New Hampshire? Absolutely not. I think that taxes are theft, and I think that people should be funding. If you've got a program that you think's important and it's a good idea, then people will fund it on a voluntary basis. I don't think you need to threaten people or threaten to, you know, put them in a jail cell or take their home from them in order to get folks to support their community.
Boy.
So, no, I don't support broad-based tax.
Okay. I mean, what would you use to support the government of New Hampshire if New Hampshire seceded?
Well, obviously, we'd have more money here than ever if the government did secede.
Money from where?
You'd get to keep more of your money because you wouldn't be paying it to the federal government. So it'd be your money in the first place that you'd get to keep. And so, therefore, if there was something worth supporting, whatever the program is, you fill in the blank, the name of the program, if it's worth supporting, people will support it. You know, they'll come out and they'll contribute voluntarily, consensually, to support the things that are important to them.
And what happens, like, with plowing and things like that?
Well, everybody wants the roads plowed, right? So
right.
Clearly people are going to put money towards it.
But not if they don't drive. Maybe they don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't care, in which case that's fine. I mean, there's plenty of people that do drive, and we know that government is wasteful. We know government is inefficient, and the reasons why it's wasteful and inefficient, one of the big reasons is because it's a monopoly, and you're forced to pay for it, and they know you're forced to pay for it, so why bother cutting costs? Why bother doing things efficiently? Why bother running your operation as slim as possible and efficient as possible? If they knew that people weren't going to be forced to pay for what they're doing, then they would actually have to make it worthwhile. They'd have to run things efficiently. They'd have to be accountable. They'd have to, actually answer people's questions and be friendly. Wouldn't that be nice? Friendly government people? All of them are bad. But.
Would you consider gambling as a way of raising money?
I think gambling is something that should be legal. I mean, absolutely. I'm not interested in raising money for the state. I'm interested in having the idea of the state go away completely. The idea of the state is something that is antiquated. It's a terrible idea. It's an old idea. It's a bad idea. It's one that's been around for a long time. And like slavery, another bad old idea, it's time for this one to go. So I fully support casinos being able to operate in New Hampshire. I support, if you want to be able to have a card night with your friends, you should be able to do that. That's illegal. If, Mitch, you and I want to get together and have a poker night, play some penny poker, that's probably a felony charge in New Hampshire.
Really?
You don't know these things. It's true. It's true.
Also, what about slot machines?
Same
thing.
It's again, a free market is you get to do whatever you want so long as you don't hurt anybody else. So people are going to say, oh, gambling's bad because people get addicted to it. But people who are addicted to gambling are already addicted to gambling. They're gambling online or they're going to Vegas or they're going to Atlantic City or whatever. So let's let people who need help get help. But don't put them in a jail cell. I remember there was a story out of, I think it was Maine, where some guys at the veterans, some veterans were having a gambling thing that they were doing, and they actually got raided by the police. I mean, these things happen, and it destroys people's lives much worse than whatever the gambling problem is.
357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say hello to Ian, let him know that we have a lot of support out here. I'm definitely going to be voting in your favor.
Gosh, thanks.
I want you to keep up the good work, man. We need millions more like you.
Well, if we had a few thousand, I think that would be nice. But I appreciate the comments. And I will be the only other candidate on the ballot against the two Democrats, both of whom who have been in office before. I think Chuck Weed still is, but Delmar was previously. And Delmar Burridge and Chuck Weed both, they've been rated F and constitutional threat. Delmar was rated constitutional threat. And if you want, you can always bullet vote for me. That way the other two don't get any votes from you. So that's always an option.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'll spread the word.
Thanks.
I really
appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hello. Ian, wanted to say that it's going to be great to see you at the Candidates Forum on the 16th at Keene Public Library.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Now, when is that happening on the 16th?
That's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the King Public Library in the Ruth Huntress Auditorium.
Now, I heard Chuck Weed is going to be there, but Delmar Burridge has not responded.
Yes, Chuck Weed will be there, so you will actually have a 30-minute one-on-one debate in a town hall forum where there will be unmoderated questions from the audience, meaning
Great.
That it's not going to be pre-approved questions.
That's exciting. I appreciate the invitation.
And then I will also be there as a candidate for Register of Deeds, and Anna Tilton, who is my Democratic opponent, will be there. But Evelyn Hubble, who is the 19-term incumbent Republican, has not responded to the invitation to attend.
She must think she's a shoo-in. Thanks for reminding us about that.
You're welcome.
You know, there was something I wanted to put out there, Cynthia, and that is, I don't know if it's a legislatively done thing, but if it is, I would like to put forth legislation that will turn Keene from a city into a town again. And I think that the reason for that is well, first of all, there are a number of towns in New Hampshire that actually have a greater population than Keene. So the idea that it's a population-related thing, not true. I think that the city council has proven that this is a bad organization, that the city organization is a bad idea. And the reason, I think the proof of that was the Bearcat vote, in that there was a huge... Oh, my mic is cutting out. My mic is cutting out.
Get off the button.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That was my fault.
Okay. anyway, so the Bearcat vote, where the huge numbers in Keene were opposing the Bearcat. Republicans, Democrats, independents, it was something like 80 or 90% of people in Keene that opposed the Bearcat. A tremendous amount of people, you know, poured out their phone calls and contacted the city councilors and told them, we don't want the Bearcat in Keene. But the city council went ahead and voted for it anyway, even though the actual vote meeting was packed full of people. There were so many people there that cared about this issue that they actually had to prevent people from coming upstairs. And I just saw that as a perfect example of, you know, the city councilors, you guys, at one time, you know, you have the best of intentions. I know you're good people. It's just that they didn't do what the people wanted in that instance. And if it had been a town meeting where individuals in the town actually get a say in something, there's no way that Bearcat would have come through. So I think that's one of the most important things to do locally, as far as what I could do in Concord, is to put forth some sort of legislation that will turn Keene into a town again, so the people actually have power again here in Keene.
Do you think people would be in favor of that?
I think if people were in favor of getting rid of the Bearcat, then they would be in favor of turning Keene into a town.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
We're going to have naming rights out at Keene High School now. Would you consider naming the Bearcat, maybe, as a way to reduce our taxes and to have a little fun with this whole thing?
Tell me more about that. That sounds interesting.
Well, they name, over the years, they've named vehicles, and it sort of fell out of favor after World War II. And out at the high school and at college, we have advertisers, placards up on the walls for, you know, car dealerships and whatnot, and I was thinking...
Sponsorship. Call it the Love Machine.
Yeah, call it Herbie the Love Bug or something.
I support that.
Just kidding, guys.
Thanks. All right. No, I think it's a great idea. In fact, I was talking with Terry Clark about the Bearcat, and we were talking about maybe having like a class of school children paint it. I thought that'd be nice.
Paint it?
Whatever color they want to.
Oh, okay.
Something different than intimidating black.
Somebody said if you paint it red, you'd like a fire truck. There wouldn't be any controversy. So. would you consider changing the law that requires voter ID?
You know, I don't think so, because I actually don't show ID to vote, and I think that clearly those laws do discriminate to some extent against people,
so
like in college,
you
know, and
you'd be against
homeless people,
ID.
For instance. Homeless people should be able to vote too.
Right.
That sort of
okay,
thing.
All right. Would you consider doing away with same-sex marriage?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I fully support people's right to marry whoever they want to. In fact, I think you should be able to marry more than one person if that's what you're into. Whatever's consensual, as long as people are consenting, it's none of my business. And by the way, I invite folks to visit nh-liberty.com, or excuse me, .info, nh-liberty.info. There's more information about me there.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
And that's our music, so we have just a couple of minutes, or less than a minute, actually. Tell us more about yourself and why you think, again...
Have much time left. I'd like to invite people to go to nh-liberty.info. There's more about me there, and see me at the Candidates Forum on the 16th.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay. And you're listening to Talkback on the News Station. We'll be back.